Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, Blog Talk Radio, once again on a Sunday, and this is November 22nd, 2020. Interesting time, and we are really digging in with what's happening in terms of looking at the whole network marketing principles and how we can work from home, use a good product to keep us healthy. That's one. Two, how we can also make a possible six-figure income from home, or just some extra money. And the other piece of it is, because of the pandemic, coronavirus exploding, expanding, ever-present throughout not only the United States, but throughout the world, how we can help other people to stay healthy using the product, the products that Rain International has, and then also helping them to have a home-based business where they can see, they can manifest some serious income or make a good living just working from home. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of what we are doing and trying to teach people how to do. Very interesting, this business called network marketing. But what does it take to become successful? What do you need to do? Let's talk about Rain International just a little bit, because that's where we are focusing on, Rain, the company that's been marketing products throughout 48 different countries in the world. It started 11-11-11, doing quite well in terms of how they're doing, marketing the products and helping people to stay healthy, marketing the products in terms of helping people to make an extra dollar or two from the comfort of their home. So it's a good third stream of income that you have to have. So just like to talk about it a little bit. Let's see. One of the things that we need to learn how to do is sales. Grant Cardone talks about sales, and he talks about it this way.
And I've had the experience, not a bad experience, but I've had the experience of having life really, really bad. And I tell you that because that experience, when I was 15 years old, 17 years old, 19, 20, 21, 23, it felt like the longest period of my life. And I was using drugs every day. I didn't like who I was. My body was sick. I was physically ill. I was addicted to drugs. My environments, my surroundings were terrible. And I had to change. Now, maybe that's not where you're at today. You don't have those kind of problems. Your problems is not like some drug addiction bottom that you're looking for, which is a shame, by the way, because for most people to change, they got to hit bottom. And I would like to tell you that I have been some super smart guy that changed before I actually needed to, but that has not been the case with me. Over and over, if I look back at my life, I changed way beyond the point of where people would say, dude, it's time that guy changes. I had problems in school. I had problems showing up. I was getting beat up. I was fighting with the other students. Couldn't stay in class. Today, if I was doing that today in the educational system, they would put me on drugs. They'd have me with a psychiatric counselor. I'd probably get thrown out of the classrooms. I was destroying hallways and the exterior schools, throwing graffiti on property, damaging property in the afternoons. Man, I was lost. That was at 15 or 16 years old. That would go on 17, 18. Grades got worse, by the way. Everything got worse. Nothing got better. Everything got worse. And that's really the message today. Look, change is happening to you and me every day. Things don't stay the same. They're either going to get worse or they're going to get better. Nothing stays the same. It is impossible going into this new year, this new decade, a new business, a new relationship. You move to a new city, get new friends, join a country club, get a new car. That car is going to get worse, probably worse, or it's going to get better. You can go buy all the watches you want. You can buy the big gorilla, put him in your studio. You can get a new girlfriend, a new boyfriend. You can move to a new city. You can get a new job. Your life's either going to get better or it's going to get worse. I wish somebody had told me this when I was 15 years old. It's up to you, man. better or worse. Won't stay the same. Now, again, I'd like to tell you that I changed before I had to, but I didn't. I would be 25 years old. I had overdosed on drugs 4 times. Literally, like I was probably 15 minutes, 20 minutes from maybe death when somebody interrupted me. Some godsend, some person that walked into my life and said, "Get up, dude, get up, get up," and woke me up. My mom did it once. My brother woke me up another time, got me out of it. Once I was in my apartment by myself, and it was terrible. And I'm telling you that not to share with you some awful drug story or history, but why wouldn't I change? 20 years old, 21 years old. I could look in the mirror. I knew I had problems. I had no money. Couldn't keep a job, fired from 7 jobs in a row, caught with drugs on me at one of my jobs, wrecking cars, working in a car dealership, wrecking cars every other week. I hadn't had a car wreck in, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. I couldn't go 14 days without wrecking a car. And this isn't funny, by the way. There's nothing funny about it. I know some of you could be watching this right now kind of chuckling. Nothing about this was funny to me. And I was oblivious. I was oblivious to the surroundings. Now, every once in a while, I would get a little peek in the mirror at myself and think, and this was almost on a daily basis, I'd get this little peek, this little reminder, like some angel was pinging me. Man, you can do better. Ping. You're not supposed to be a drug addict. Ping. Look at me. You don't have any color in your face. Ping. Look at your friends. Ping. What are you doing up, staying up 48 hours? I mean, eating pudding pops. That was my food of choice, was like pudding pops and Kraft macaroni and cheese. I opened my refrigerator. There was nothing in it. I couldn't pay my rent. $275 a month, and I couldn't pay my rent. I was so disgusted with myself. No self-esteem, spiritually bankrupt, physically bankrupt, and I didn't change. No money, no awards, don't have good grades, can't keep a job. I have nothing to hang my hat on. I don't have a fancy studio. I don't have artwork. I don't have a fancy watch. I don't have 2 pairs of shoes. I'm not living in the condo. You guys got to understand that where I'm at today is so different than where I was and where I started from.
That's the voice of Grant Cardone. And if you don't know him, he's a New York Times best-selling author with a book called Sell or Be Sold. The other book he has is The 10X, How to 10X Your Life, How to 10X Your Results in terms of what you do. Now, listening to his story that you just heard, drug addict for 10 years, from 15 to 25 years old. At 25, he decided to turn his life around. He said, "I got to do something different than that." Didn't overdose every time I turned around. Today, Grant Cardone, with offices, one in South Florida, one in Canada, and other places around the world, if you Google him, you should at least get the book and read it or listen to it because it's on audio. But he's worth somewhere around $800 million. He's probably a billionaire pretty soon. His goal before he rests, if you will, before he retires, is to be worth at least $2.5 billion, maybe $3 billion. That's his goal. Now, some people have to go through that kind of challenge, if you will, that kind of devastation before they turn their life around. When I look at a motion picture, the American Gangster, Frank Lucas, before he went to jail back in the 60s, maybe early 70s, he was worth something in the vicinity of $200 million that they found, maybe more, which is serious money today, $200 million from selling drugs. But when he got out of prison after spending about 15 years, And somebody interviewed him and said, listen, if you had to do all of this again, what would you do? What would you tell the young people today to do with their lives? And this is what he says, Frank Lucas, before he passed about a year ago.
When he was interviewed years later, he stated, I wanted to be rich. I wanted to be Donald Trump rich, and so help me God, I made it. But he wasn't all about the business and loved spending his time with the celebrities. He was a regular in some of the hottest nightclubs in New York back in the day and would dress up in his mink coats because they were a status symbol for him. He would often party with James Brown, Diana Ross, and Muhammad Ali. Lucas was married to Juliana Ferrer, who was a beauty queen from Puerto Rico. The two of them adored each other and did not shy away from buying insanely expensive presents. For instance, Juliana knew how much Lucas loved his coats, so she found him a chinchilla coat and a hat made from the same material. She paid somewhere around $60,000, which was basically change for Lucas back in the day. On the other hand, Lucas would buy jewelry for Juliana, and he once spent $140,000 for Van Cleef bracelets. But he wasn't flying under the radar anymore, and the law enforcement was aware that something illegal was happening in his world. It was improbable that he was earning that amount of money for the work he was apparently doing. So they started digging deeper and uncovering various informations that would eventually lead to the collapse of Frank Lucas's empire.
An empire that was taking in hundreds of millions of dollars a year because they found cash of about $200 or $300 million before they arrested him. Back in the 60s, which is serious money today. That's serious money. But he turned his life around, and I have a clip by him, and I'll play it in a few minutes. But just to show you how, when you look at Grant Cardone, being on drugs for 10 years, overdosing four times, and at 25 years old, he says, I'm going to turn my life around, and today he's worth somewhere in the vicinity of $1 billion. And again, I would recommend the book, Sell or Be Sold, which is a great book. In network marketing circles, we could talk about Darren Kidd. Now, he was in network marketing for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, stumbling, fumbling. And at some point, he said, I don't want to do this anymore. This is not working for me. But he didn't quit. He stayed the course. And this is what he had to say in terms of persistence, dedication, and having vision and staying the course in spite of your disappointments.
Hey everybody, Darren Kidd here. Thanks for stopping by my channel. On this channel, we give you weekly content to help you succeed now in your network marketing business. I've been in this industry for over 25 years, multiple seven-figure earner, and I've been blessed to have a lot of success in the industry, but it wasn't always like that. Matter of fact, for 7 years, I struggled. I got to the point I said I'll never do it again. I was actually a member of the NFL, the No Friends Left Club. I ended up bankrupt, government assistance, car repossessed, living in a small town, felt like a failure in life when I couldn't even support my family.
You hear that? But he stayed the course. And now he's a multi-million dollar earner in terms of network marketing because he stayed the course. Even Les Brown had a real hard time building a team when he first came into network marketing some years ago. But the last time I talked to him, he said as a public speaker, because what he did after he left network marketing, he decided to become a public speaker in spite of his reservations, his hesitations, and his insecurities. And since that time, he says he has taken home and earned at least $100 million. But he stumbled, as he would tell you. He stumbled greatly, but he stayed the course. And
I say, as you begin to look toward the future and manifesting your greatness, it's going to take everything in you, that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me. How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? How is it? And start living with a sense of urgency, because you're here today, you're gone today. Life is unpredictable. It's uncertain. There are no guarantees. No guarantees out here at all. So holding back, what are you waiting on? Ask yourself, what's the benefit of your waiting? What's the benefit of your not living your dream? What's the benefit of not listening to yourself? Oh, please, listen to yourself. You know the feelings. If you start listening to the feelings in your heart, and I'm doing it now more every day, I find that my feelings, I can trust them. And I say to you that as you look toward the future, you look at life on a daily basis, if there's something that you have been given, if you've heard something within yourself that you know that what you're doing now doesn't fit for you, it doesn't work for you, it's not giving you what you want, and there's something else that you want to do, don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. But the possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're in a rebuilding process, it's unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. That's the capacity of human beings. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter how many flops you've had. It doesn't matter how much money you've lost. In fact, I see it only as an investment of what you learn from life, not losses, but investments of what's possible for you. And I say to you that once you start listening to yourself, and as you begin to act on your dream, as you start just trying to find your way, doing what you can with what you have, you will start seeing things opening up for you. You'll start attracting people. You say, where'd it come from? Things will start coming together, clicking for you. You say, whoa. You start brainstorming. Ideas will come out of nowhere as you focus on it. The key to it is to begin to focus on what it is you want to do. Why, Les? Why is that important? Because as you focus on that which you want to do, that which we focus on, that which we give our energy to, it will begin to multiply. It will begin to expand. It will begin to develop your consciousness. And out of that comes your greatness. Out of that comes a commitment. Out of that comes a passion for life. Out of that comes a special power that you have in you that you haven't even called on yet. See, the powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them, if we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them. So one of the most important things is reading a book that's a really interesting book called Instant Millionaire, and the guy said, put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Or swallow half the pool of life. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. So what is it? How do we handle that whole piece? Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate. They don't put everything they've got in them. One guy wrote a book called All You Can Do Is All You Can Do. And all you can do is enough. But he said, make sure you do all you can do. And if we're honest this evening, we know that we haven't done all we can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at my personal relationships, if I look at my professional relationships, if I look at my family relationships, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. I don't know what you want to do. Here's what I know about you. You've got greatness within you. As you look toward the future and developing your greatness, begin to know that your life is worth the effort. Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. Yes, your life is worth it. And so it is. This is Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Leslie Calvin Brown, saying it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. Thank you all. Yeah.
Okay, let's try. That's Les Brown. Everybody knows Les Brown. I mean, many, many people. He's been around a lot of years. Matter of fact, I met him. First time was 1985 when he came to Baltimore, and we did a seminar. Some company called what was that name? And it's Dick Gregory Bahamian Diet was part of the product. That's one of the products they had in that company. Sonatine America, that was the name of it. And he, at the time, came to Baltimore to launch Sonatine America. The company has since gone, as companies come and go. That happens. However, I think it lasts about 3 good years. Listen, what I'm trying to say to you today, that is, take dedication, it takes willingness, vision, and determination to make things happen. Les talks about in network marketing, as referenced him before I played that clip, that he had been in network marketing before. He had been a distributor, like we all are distributors, attempting, and you may be doing some other things. You may be a doctor, a lawyer, or with the government and all that. But on the side, most of us on this call are attempting to build another stream of income in the network marketing arena. Now, Les Brown stumbled. It's like Darren Kidd. I played a clip before, Darren Kidd, who's a multi-seven figure income earner. But he stumbled and fumbled for 4 or 5 years before he got it, you know, got his traction, if you will. Les Brown did the same thing. Listen to Les.
Because Bob Boyd, who sponsored me out of Columbus, Ohio, in Bestline Products, I thought he was the consummate presenter and very polished and articulate and a meticulous dresser. And I wasn't any of that. I'm cornbread. I didn't have any of that. And I was probably in the business for 4 or 5 years before I presented.
Wow.
Because I was so intimidated by him and Jim, the other guy brought me in. When I saw Jim Rowan and a guy named Chuck Simmons and Bill Bailey, I was just saying, whoa.
Yeah, how do you compete with that?
Yeah, when I can do it like that, then I'll do it. But see, you don't have to be great to get started. You have to get started to be great. And so I had to be willing to stand up. And I remember the first time I stood up, and my mind said, down. I couldn't think at all. And he had to rescue me. I had to go to the bathroom right away. So when I think about that presenting part, I think I'm gonna write a book called Present and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Because it changed my life. And I kept working at it, and I was patient, and I was persistent. And I got better and better, and I was coachable. I was willing to be coached. I believe, ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And so I asked for help. Help me do this. Help me. And fortunately, I had a supportive team that helped me, and I got better and better and better. I did not know that it would lead to what I'm doing right now. And so the ability to present, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
The personal development and the relationship and the presentation skills, it gives you the equipment you need to navigate this global economy. And
now,
that's what this industry does.
Okay, Les, you're right. But listen, the other piece of this is that a lot of people who have started in network marketing, Mark Victor Hansen, Robert Kiyosaki did not, but he endorses it, and Bob Proctor also endorses it, but Paul Zane Pills and some others, people who have been in network marketing, they can use that as a platform to take off and do other things with their lives. For instance, he talked about Jim Rohn just a few minutes ago. Now, Jim Rohn started in network marketing when he was 25 years old. By the time he was 30, he was a multimillionaire. Now, he went on to become a motivational speaker, traveling all over the globe, making hundreds of millions of dollars and teaching people to do the same. And he says, if you have a job, use your job to pay your expenses. But on the side, do network marketing to build yourself a lifetime of income that will provide not only time freedom, but financial independence and financial security.
But I want you to jot down the magic of part-time. What does it take to really change a person's lifestyle? Not very much. An extra $1,000 a month, I'm telling you, will drastically change most American families' lifestyle. And that's why part-time is so valuable, because it very quickly changes a person's lifestyle. And here's what the change in lifestyle does. It's a great recruiting tool. One of the greatest recruiting attractions is the money you make part-time. Somebody said, you've been on 3 vacations this year? Says, yes, I got this little part-time thing going. Says, what's that? You bought two new cars, one for you and one for her. How did you do that? I got this little part-time thing going. Your kids have got all these new clothes? Yes. All this stuff is happening? What is it? An extra $1,000 a month. See, $1,000 a month full-time, nobody wants to hear your story. $1,000 a month part-time, it starts to change your lifestyle, everybody wants to hear your story. So the key is part-time. The magic and the attraction of part-time gives you a classic invitation for somebody to listen to what you're doing that's changing your life. And it's not just necessarily the money that changes your life. It's what you do with the money. It's the change of lifestyle. So part-time helps to change lifestyle, which gives you a classic invitation to look at what you're doing. That's how I started in network marketing, age 25.
And he did very, very well. Early on, I talked about Frank Lucas from the motion picture American Gangster, that Bubby Johnson was his coach, if you will, back in the day in the 60s. And when Bubby, when he died, he took his place and he went on to make hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, Blue Magic was what he had. And it was what the best product on the market at a lower price than anybody else in town. That's why he made so much money. He had a product that works. So we have Soul Magic, and soul really works in the body. And but what you have to do after you take soul and experience some results, then you have to go out and share it with other people. So you have to prospect, you have to invite, and you have to help close. And three-way calls are good. But other thing I just wanted to close, I want to take a call or two, that Frank Lucas says, after he came out of jail, he said he made a mistake taking all of his talents to sell the Blue Magic, if you will. All of his talents, all of his skills, all of his imagination and creativity. And certainly if you watch the motion picture, you can see how talented and creative he was in terms of doing what he did. But he says it was a mistake, and that people today who may be doing that kind of endeavor, if you will, enterprise, that they should do something different to become legitimate in the world of being able to hold your head up, academia, to go to college, get a degree, to get a good job, or to get a good home-based business. And then this is what he said a year ago when he was leaving.
Tell you this, I want you to understand this. Kids, the youth, we done lost the whole generation. Kids got to go to school to get their education. They got to go. They got to go down to Wall Street to see about the bathroom. They need to go to school. You need to go to school, man. You need to get a legitimate job and don't go in the street trying to be a wise guy. Because you're going to wind up being a goddamn bum like me, everybody, you know? You don't want to come out and be a like me, come out there like me. You don't want to do that. You want to go to school and become President Obama, because state senator, teacher, whatever. A janitor, that's a job that'll pay you money. You don't need it. You keep on doing this shit, you're going to jail. You can't stay out. You can't stay out here doing this. They're going to, sooner or later, they're going to bust you, and you're going to jail. So you don't need it. You don't need it. Man, we need it. We need our youth, man. We need our youth. We need this generation of kids. We need to get them straight. And we need to get on and get them straight and do the right thing, what we should do with them. Everybody need to do it, not me only. Every grown up in the street should be teaching the kids, hey, man, you got to do this, man. You need to do this, you know? I don't care if your grandma back, well, man, you over there. No, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. You did it. I did it, and I was a damn fool. You want to be a damn fool, too? You know?
So speaking on that, what would you change? If you could go back, what would you change?
What would change it?
What would you change? If you know, what do you regret? Do you regret anything?
I regret doing it. I'm very much about what I did. What I did was wrong. And that was terribly wrong, what I did. I don't need to do that. I didn't have the education. But I went and got a job doing something. I didn't have to do that. I want to drive the big Cadillac, the Rolls Royces, the Mercedes, and wear the big watch and the big gold chain. My shirt open to my belly button with big chains hanging around there. I had a bracelet on, right? I had a bracelet with Frank in it. You can see it when you're in Washington, D.C., there was no tree, you know, with the big diamonds in it and stuff. You know? You know, they cost me like $100,000, you know? But you don't need that no more. You don't. What is it for? What did it do for me? Mm-hmm. They garbage bullshit for me. That's what it did. Do nothing. You don't need it, man. The kids need to go to school. Need to talk to kids to go to school. We need more teachers. We need no policemen to stop it. We need more teachers. We need more police. We need more professors in school. We need a school thing, man. That's what we got to have. Over in China and everywhere, the kids are getting a great education. What are we getting over here? From what I see, it's zook. What I can understand, zook. That's what we're getting from over here, you know? We're getting nothing, man. We're doing shit over here. We need to go to work, man.
No, we do.
And this country needs to put the people to work. Mm-hmm. So they can afford to send the school, the kids to school.
Okay, if you just tuned in, that was Frank Lucas. He left us about a year ago or so. But he was the man who has made millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in the 60s and the 70s with the blue magic, if you will, if you look at the motion picture, The American Gangster. But he said he regret the fact that he spent his time, energy, and creative talents selling the blue magic. He could have sold something else. He could have been an Amway or Shackley or Herbalife or some other company where you could hold your head up and be proud of the fact that you're passing on a legacy. Let's talk about Mark Hughes. Mark Hughes started Herbalife in 1980. He was 21 years old, a kid, if you will. I mean, young man. And he was selling the herbal formula out, you know, when he started the company, it was out of the trunk of his car. And it was little baggies of it. But before he passed, he was a billionaire. And Herbalife today is in existence and it's doing, what, $4 billion a year? It's still there. He started in 1980. And the people who started in 1980, 81, 82, 83, 45, and the people who built big organizations of 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 100,000 people are still getting serious residual income today. But Mark Hughes, he went out in the streets of America with an idea that he could do this thing called network marketing.
There's been some real serious times in Herbalife for me when I felt like saying, hey, that's the end of the deal, okay? Why would it be worth it for me to keep doing this, okay? There's been plenty of times for me like that in Herbalife, okay? When I had my very first meeting and I had the baggie full of powder and I was telling my best friends, and let me tell you something, these guys definitely hurt my feelings. They had been in two companies with me that had gone under. They knew I was serious about weight loss. They knew that's all I wanted to do because of what happened to my mom. And when I came to them, I was legitimately asking for their help. I said, listen, you guys, no kidding, man. These other companies went out on us, but we're going to do this thing, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be the most incredible thing that ever happened to us. Okay? And those guys were all flakes, and they said, hey, look, you know, this is a joke. Nothing's going to happen. You don't think that those guys didn't hurt my feelings? And I didn't think to myself, my goodness, who am I going to go to now after everybody I was counting on to get me started just said that this is a miserable joke? You don't think the next morning I had to wake up and say, my goodness, now what am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I started passing out flyers, and I started calling people up out of the telephone book. I started going into the newspapers, and nobody told me this stuff. I just was desperate. I said, I'm going to make it no matter what. And I got the telephone book out, and I started calling people out of the telephone book, and I made up little excuses to talk to them, okay? And then I would call people right out of the newspapers that needed jobs, and I'd say, listen, you know, I'd call Joe in there. He says he was a gardener. I said, Joe, I understand you're looking for a gardening job. He said, yes, I am. I said, listen, Joe, I don't need anybody to mow my lawn. Would you like to make an extra $2,000 a month over and above your present income? Would you be interested in taking a look at it? He said, yeah, I would. I said, listen, there's a meeting tonight. Come on down. I set up a little stand on the corner on Robertson Boulevard. Cost me about $10, this little stand. And I was actually selling little Dixie cup milkshakes out on the street corner for 50 cents at a time just to get people to try my product back then. Okay? Here's what you do when it's disappointing. Here's what you do when it doesn't look like it's going to work. Here's what you do. You do what it takes.
That's what you do.
You do what you have to do. Like Art Williams says, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. When we talk about network marketing, I think we will be remiss if we don't talk about Amway Corporation, the American way. Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, both of whom were salesmen with a company called Nutrilite from 1945 until 1959. He sold what? Health products. And they made a good living. But when there was some argument at the helm of the company among the founders, they decided in 1959 to stand down, if you will, to step aside and build their own little organization. And they took some people from Nutrilite they had been working with for about 10 years or more, and to start Amway in 1969, I think they took about 69 people with them. And they started with one product called LOC, soap, liquid organic cleanser. That's what they sold. Now they have thousands and thousands and thousands of products. And obviously, Amway Corporation is doing $10 billion a year on a regular basis now. It's the number one producing company in the history of network marketing, and it still is. It's number one. If you go to the Direct Selling Association of Washington, D.C., you can always hit dsa.org. You can get the annual report, and you can see Herbalife is there, Murray K, and other companies. But Amway is number one, and in 100 countries, if you will, in the world, marketing. But Rich DeVos left us a few days ago, months ago, if you will. And he was, obviously, the company's worth billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. His personal bank account, he had $5 billion in his personal bank account when he left, starting selling with LOC, soap and toothpaste and toilet paper and whatever else. But anyway, he said the thing to do is that whatever network marketing company you are associated with, go get 10 customers. Whatever else you do, get 10 customers. And I want to talk to some people about that. Get customers, 10, 15 customers, because every customer you get and you sell a box of product, that's $20. So you have 10 customers. What's that, $200 a month, right? At least. So get 10 customers without talking about sponsoring anybody as a RAIN partner. Customer acquisition is ever increasingly important in this industry.
Our only problem in our business today is getting people to present the product. Now, people say yes or no for various reasons. Sometimes they can't afford it. Sometimes they don't want it. Sometimes they don't like you. Sometimes they're not ready for it. It's a timing issue oftentimes. There's a time when people are ready, for example, to listen to the plan, and there's a time when they couldn't care less. There's a time when people are open to your suggestion to try a new face cream or a new cosmetic product or to take Nutrilite. There's a time when you can talk to them. So, people get down on themselves because they say, I didn't do a good job. If I only presented it different. That's got nothing to do with it. It just says that you and the customer don't mesh. And once you accept that, then you stop worrying about it, because otherwise you always put yourself down. And then you get back and you have a meeting and say, well, if you would have done this, if you would have said that, I say, forget all that. You know, just go find somebody else to talk to. There's another 100 million people out there waiting to hear from you. So you got to focus on just finding the people who are in tune with what you're doing at the right time. You got to learn that everybody's not going to choose you or your product.
So,
but if you tell it to enough people, you will sell.
Well, tell me about it. It's really a numbers game. You have to keep going in spite of what people say. And some people say no today. That doesn't mean no forever, because tomorrow things change. And they may need that additional income. They may need another stream. They may need a serious income, because when we look at this, what's happening, businesses are closing and will continue to close, some of which will never open again. And the coronavirus is here for a long time. It's not going anywhere. Let me do this. Let me go to a person who has paid a lot of dues in terms of delving into a dream or a desire or go to reach a goal or an objective. And I'd like to talk to Dr. Smart. Dr. Smart, Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good.
Doing well, Dr. Johnson. How are you doing?
Fine, doctor. I was just playing some clips about people who had paid their dues. Let's talk about, if you don't mind, for a second. You decided some years ago, 24 years ago, or somewhere in that vicinity, that you were going to be a doctor, and you decided to pay the price. Can you tell us about the struggle, about the dedication and the willingness and focus, and how you had to make yourself stay the course in order to reach your goal and your objective? Could you talk about that for us for a minute?
Sure. You know, I'm a solo practice neurologist, been in practice 16 years. To become a doctor, you know, that I tell people I graduated from the 24th grade in 2004. So you're looking at 24 years of schooling. So you have 12 years of high school, 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and then there's 4 years of additional residency training to become a neurologist. So 24 years. So when you start looking at, you know, the amount of time, you know, 24 years, you had kindergarten, that's 25 years of school. And at the time, you know, you're basically 30 by the time you get ready to start practicing. So that's a lot of investment, especially a lot of times when your friends have graduated from high school and they're getting jobs, or some of your other friends go to college at 22, they're already starting their families. They're already starting jobs, making money, buying cars, and a lot of delayed gratification that you have to do as you continue on the course to being in med school and then being in residency, where you're really not making a lot of income at that time. But at the end, you know, as long as you stay focused, realize what the goal is, you know, it's all certainly worth it.
Okay. It certainly is. And you are helping a lot of people today, you know, to stay healthy and to stay in shape and to get back healthy again. You came into this network marketing program. May I ask why, sir? Doctor? As a doctor, you...
Well, one of the things...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I came in on around July 15th. You know, one of the things I decided to start my own practice instead of being part of a group, because I look at a lot of groups these days, and I realized that most of the groups are more worried about productivity rather than patient care. So I went to school for 24 years. I didn't go to school that long to have somebody looking over my shoulder saying, "Hey, you're spending too much time with this person. You're spending too much time with this person. You know, you need to see a new patient in 30 minutes, you need to see return patients in 10 minutes, you know, you need to run the meal." So I didn't believe in treating patients like numbers. I really believed in treating patients, you know, like my mother, you know. So everybody that comes in to see me is a VIP. So I treat everybody the same, no matter what insurance they have or whatever. Now, the problem with that is when you go into solo practice, especially in the medical field, you know, it's a business. So you have expenses and you have income. So expenses go up every year, and unfortunately, reimbursements from insurance companies either stay the same or don't really go up. So in order to maintain, you either have to essentially see more people, cut down your office visits, get rid of insurances that don't pay as much, or start doing other things. So one of the ways I'm looking to supplement my income and to actually retire is network marketing business. I've been involved in Amway for a while. I had a patient that was using the Rain Soul product and had a wonderful experience with Ms. Jackson, who introduced this to me. So I decided to look at their compensation plan. And this is actually a remarkable compensation plan that they have, seven different ways to make money. But at the same time, looking at the income aspect of it, I wanted to make sure it worked. So I've actually bought quite a bit of product and sample it to my patients. I'm getting wonderful results back from the patients. They're all saying that they have more energy, more focus, less joint pain. So about 90% of the patients that I've given samples to, that's probably been over 200 people, all have had benefits from the product. So that's the last thing that that's the first thing I need to know is that the product actually works. And then if there's a way to make some income from it as well, I decided to hop into the business. So I've been going strong here really for the last 2.5 months, really been going strong with the Rain products.
Excellent. And you have. Indeed, you have. As a matter of fact, you've been in a few months now, and now platinum? Platinum? Is that what it is, platinum? The position that you
platinum
acquired?
Yes.
Yeah. Platinum Elite. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That's good. Excellent. So you must be doing something a little bit different than most people to come in and be Platinum Elite already. What would you tell the average person coming into your experiences have been in other network marketing companies like Amway, where they say sponsor at your level and above, and that's the success of Amway with them doing about $10 billion a year annually, the number one network marketing company out there. But what would you tell the new person coming into a network marketing organization to do to become successful? What suggestions do you have for us, for the rest of us?
First, you have to be focused. So you have to have a why. You know, so my biggest why is helping people. You know, as long as I can help people, you know, what we find is that if you money follows mission, okay, the money follows mission. So if the mission is to help people and you're actually helping people, guess what? The money's gonna flow naturally. If your focus is making the money up front, there's a lot of other ways, easier ways to make money that you don't have to put in as much work. So this is probably the wrong business for you. Now, this is a people business, so it's all about establishing relationships. You know, a lot of other network marketing companies that are out there, you're going to have a lot of friends that say no to you. So you really have to go out, meet people, establish relationships. So one thing you have to do is get out your comfort zone. You know, get out there, meet people, talk to people. Because like you know, one of the people you had on the talking, you know, said he went to his friends for the third time and they all said no. So you have to, he started going calling from the phone book. So you have to just, you know, just talk to people. You don't actually have to go to the phone book these days or anything, but you know, people you meet, you need to just talk to them, tell them what you're doing, and then that way you'll get used to people saying no to you. And because once people say no to you, some people get down and get discouraged and go away. No just means not yet, okay? That's what we need to realize. No means not yet. The other thing is, you know, keep focused. You need to find a mentor. You know, you need to find someone who's already doing what you're doing. Find out, you know, what did they do? Can they mentor you and kind of walk you through the steps? That way, when you do get discouraged, there's someone there to uplift you and tell you, hey, you know, we're supposed to stumble. We're supposed to fall down. This is how we learn. You know, life lessons are nothing but training for us. You know, life lessons are nothing but investments that we're making into our future. If we didn't learn how to fall, we wouldn't really learn how to walk. We wouldn't learn how to run unless we've actually fallen down. So those are the biggest things. So get a mentor, stay focused, get out your comfort zone, get out there and start saying hi to people. And then you really need to learn the compensation structure. You know, any program you get into, network marketing program you get into, study it. You know, customers is a big aspect of it. But in Lane International, also building your team is big. So, and when you build your team, you just don't want to put people in. You actually want to develop people. So it's all about development and establishing relationships with people on your team. And then everybody can grow together.
Right. And I really compliment you on obviously, you study the marketing plan and you study the pay plan and you understand all the nuances of it to become Platinum Elite within 90 days. So I congratulate you. Mrs. Jackson brought you in the team. Mrs. Jackson, are you on with us? I just wanted you to just quickly do tell us where you are and how excited you are because you sponsored Dr. Smart. That was your doctor. So could you just tell us 2 or 3 minutes before we close about your excitement about being with Rain International and how you approach your doctor, and then he saw the picture and he's in. Mrs. Jackson, you're on.
Good morning. I'm always saying good morning. The snowman, every time they woke him up, he'd say good morning. It's always morning to me. I always feel like I just woke up. I mean, the thing I would say about this product, Dr. Johnson, is that it's given me a whole new lease on life. I know I've talked about my history with chronic fatigue and migraines, but to me that was yesterday. And today I have a new lease on life where I can get up every day and feel like I can do something for someone else. I introduced this product to Dr. Smart, and he, much to my chagrin, thought I was having a placebo effect. And after 3 weeks, he decided that maybe I should take a look at this. And he took a look, and that's all it took for him to get excited. And the fact that he keeps introducing it to his patients keeps me motivated to introduce it to more people. And he brought me along in becoming a platinum because he has the foundation for getting this program. And that's about going to get people who want to help people and build them, let them see that they can do exactly what you're doing and just keep building from the bottom up. That's the way this program works. You go down in your organization and find people who want to pull themselves up, want to make money, and want to share this product with everybody. It's become almost like a mission to me. And I introduce it to everybody that is within earshot of me that, you know, I'm like, I met a lady, to give you a short example, met a lady in the post office parking lot, and she had a cane. And I walked up to her, I said, "How long, when do you want to get rid of that?" And she looked down at it. She goes, "Yesterday." I said, "Okay, I've got something." I brought her a sample. She's no longer on that cane. And she's introduced me to 4 brothers and 2 sisters. They're all wanting to come into the program. I said, no, you got to try the product first. They were going off of her testimony, and she's going to be an up-and-coming star in this program. But if you just talk to people, people are looking for this product, and this product works.
Wow. And now you've been in about 90 days, like the doctor, you are now platinum like he is. So what do you see for yourself?
Triple range between like now, diamond.
Is that what you're shooting for?
Well, I aim for the season. If I hit the moon, I'll be real happy.
Okay, great. Really appreciate you being on. Really appreciate you joining the team. And are you still doing samples with your people? That's how you found Doctor. So the sample program is working for you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I couldn't figure out how my commissions checks bounced so high. And I've been sending samples out from the company, the 6 Soul products. I've been sending those out left and right because if I meet somebody, even when I talk to people that call me for spam or call me and wanting to sell me different things over the phone, I'm asking them, what are you doing for the coronavirus? Well, you know, I'm doing social distancing. They give you a whole litany of things. I say, have you ever tried boosting your immune system? Well, how do I do that? I'm like, give me your name, address, and phone number, and I'll send you a sample. And you let me know how it works. Some of them I've not heard back from, but a lot of them, when they call me soliciting to sell me something, I end up selling them a 6-pack of Soul Red.
Right.
And that's how I get those out. So that sample product has given me over $200 in extra commissions for the last couple of weeks. Last couple of weeks.
And that's something, it works. So trysoul.com works. Yeah. Good program. Yeah, I it's been about for a while. I haven't used it except lately, and it's working for me too, as it is for you. So I really appreciate you sharing that information. Any other comment before you leave, before we set the program down for the day? Any other comment?
The only other thing I would say about this product and this program is that Brian Belker, he had to have a mission statement, or he had to have an inspiration from God to do this. Because what I found is that the people that I introduced this product to that have been suffering for a long time, like myself, we had been in prayer with God for more than 15 years for an answer. And to me, this was an answer to a prayer. And it's been an answer to a prayer for 99.999% of the individuals that I've introduced it to.
Wow. So people have been looking for something that worked.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
And this product.
And the product does work. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for being on the team and to have the kind of success that you're having already in the business to become platinum within 90 days. Listen, for those individuals who have not become platinum, well, pearl or sapphire or diamond or double diamond or triple diamond. Listen, all is not lost. Some people start the program, sometimes it's slow in the beginning. Like, for instance, Amway for me was fairly slow. I became a direct distributor after about 3 years and got the free trip to Ada, Michigan to meet Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel back a long time ago. But Horton Bugs, even if you know the name, guy making $1 million a month with another company for about 5 or 6 years here. But his time in the industry was tough too, because he was in Amway. He said the best he could do in Amway, even though it was a tough program, but a good program since it's been around for 61 years now, that in the beginning, the best he could do was make $500 a month for a couple of months, but then he had to pay his people. As a direct distributor, you have to pay your people. But he changed his mind and started thinking differently, thinking bigger, and then he got up to making $1 million a month with another program. Listen carefully in terms of his thought process.
Later, that issue was me. I realized that issue was it was a product of things that I had seen, product of things that I had heard, product of things that I had actually witnessed. See, I realized that I had been messed up. I realized that I had been sold a bill of goods, and somebody had actually messed with this head of mine, and it caused me to fail. Okay? And I'll never forget, as a matter of fact, I had a mentor, and I recommend you get a mentor. I had a mentor when I was pretty young, and this was the person. This is why I say you've got to be careful who you listen to. You've got to be very careful who you listen to. But my mentor messed me up. I had to change. I had no idea, because they told me a bunch of lies. And I'm listening, and I'm following, and I'm thinking that they really, really know what they're talking about, and I'm going down one path, and I'm getting results that I don't want. But I was plugged into this mentor. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago when I first joined my company, I called up every single person that was in my telephone. This is the first time. Remember, it's 18 years now. 5 years ago was 18 years that I had been in the industry. This was the very first time I had called every single name that I could actually get a hold of. If your name was in my phone book, I called it. And this is the other thing that I did. If your name was in my phone book and I didn't call it, I deleted your number. This is why. I'm going to give you another one, guys. Because I didn't want to carry around negative relationships of people that I didn't want, so I deleted their number. If your number didn't exist, it was in my phone, and I didn't want you in my business, delete, 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 delete. Because remember, this is what happened. I now have a chance. Remember, the advice that I would give to everybody else, I would think much bigger, much faster. I said this for years and years and years and years and years, and here I am 5 years ago in a transition state. Guess what? I now need to follow my own advice. I must think much bigger right now. Yeah. I've got to think much bigger before I even sign the application. And I did. I made sure I got 2 years of mental experience before I put my name on the application. And I did that process in 11 days. 11 days of me pre-launching, pre-thinking, and doing all of the stuff. 2 years of experience. 2 years of planning. I had planned out my future before I even signed the application, because I said, I'm going to think much bigger, much faster. I'm going to do some things that I'd never done before. And I called every single person, and the first person that I called was my mentor. I didn't even know that it was that person. I'm just making phone calls. I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm making phone calls. I'm calling every single person that I know. And I never forget, this is how that phone call went. And my dream, your dream sometimes can almost get snatched away from you if you're not careful. Pick up the phone, didn't know it was my mentor on the other end. And this is what I'm saying here. I'm saying, and I'm, hello, blah, 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 this is Holton. And I'm asking them a little qualifying question. And the first thing that they came back with, is this Holton? With that type of tone. Is this Holton? Yeah. Yeah, this Holton. Are you calling me about another one of those things? Yeah, I'm just trying to talk. I've got a new. Listen, I don't want to hear about your new nothing. You've called me several times about these things. I've lost money in the first one. I lost money in the second one. The third one was illegal. This one's probably illegal. You're probably going to go to jail. You're going to lose all your friends and family and all of that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, don't call me no more about your MLM because I really don't even like you.
Okay. But he went on in the last 5 years. I think he took home. Well, if you go to businessforhome.org, you'll see him listed there. I think he's somewhere in the top 20. And he's taken home about $70 million now. But remember now, 5-6 years in the business, the best he could do was make $500 a month. But he had to switch his tactic. He had to change his the way he looks at things. And he had to think bigger and faster and build a team. Listen, it's been about an hour. I think you got the message that this is possible. This is doable. Two can be successful. If you do like Art Williams says, all you can do is enough. So I have never done all I can do in network marketing, and I've been, you know, making a few pennies here and there. But for those people who want to come along and do all you can do, you can take it to a whole different level. Like Kim Kleiber, she's been around network marketing. She was teaching at Stanford and Harvard and MIT and all that, wrote a college. Two or three college textbooks, but here's some skills. Here's a skill or two that she talks about.
One way to tell right away whether you've got somebody that's right for you or not is whether they recognize that the product we market is good or whether they don't recognize that. I mean, think about what we're marketing. Who wouldn't benefit by using the product that we've got? And who wouldn't benefit by having a little more income in their household? And if, you know, if they can't see the light, and they don't know anybody else that can see the light either, do you really want to hang out with those people? Are those the people you want to be with anyway? I mean, think about it. You know, you don't want the wrong kind of cooties rubbing off on you. I wouldn't want it. So, you know, sometimes when you're shopping, you might want to think about getting out of the Kmart of people and go for the Gucci's. Why not? That's where the better people are. Sometimes it's where the better shoes are. And it's not that you'll never make a deal at Kmart, but don't just stay there. Look at the other places as well. Because, you know, people get turned down everywhere. No matter where you are in life, think about when Jesus was ready to check out and go to heaven, he told his guys, okay, now you're all going to stay here and you're going to tell the story. You're going to go two by two and tell the story. And what he told them is, if they don't respond, what are you supposed to do? Leave. And before you leave, don't forget to shake the dust off your sandals. I don't want you catching the cooties of those people that didn't have enough sense to see that this is where they should be. And think about what he told them to tell those people in his day. In today's language, it would be, look, guys, they're going to town A and say, okay, if I could show you a way to get eternal life, would you be interested? And there were people who said no to that. Do you think somebody might be saying no to you for something much less significant than eternal life?
Never do. Never do.
Hey, listen, there's a call later on today, this evening. I don't have that number in front of me. I know it's 5:30. Anybody? I'm looking at 12884. Do you have that number?
I heard you.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Do you have that number for that call later on today? No? No, I should have done this earlier. That's all. No problem about that. Okay. Listen, work from home. The magic. You can work from home. You can make some extra money. Some good money.
I wonder what it would be like to work from home. With advances in technology, more and more people are looking for home-based jobs that could easily give them the flexibility of setting their own hours and perhaps find a better work-life balance.
It enables you to run your own business, be your own boss, but with the backing of another company that's there because you're selling their products or their services.
Wouldn't it be nice if your commute consisted of stepping to the kitchen for a cup of coffee, then into your home office? Well, thanks to the internet, plenty of people do it daily.
Best commute in town. Very short. Takes me about 30 seconds. We get to choose our own hours. It allows me to have the flexibility to do things with my wife and my daughter.
So there are real work-at-home jobs out there.
There is opportunities to work at home. You just need to find out what type of an opportunity you're best suited for and research it and pursue it.
For Money Talks, I'm Stacy Johnson.
And this is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Russ Johnson. And we close with Dr. Weeks. Dr. Weeks says, this is a good deal. Now, he has calls every day at 3 o'clock. You can call the person who brought you into the business. They have that number for you. But it's doable, not only in terms of getting staying healthy with the product, but building a business.
Seed nutrition is the frontier. There's wonderful juices and magic fruits from all over the world, but the seed is where the future of nutrition is. And so we'll talk about that. In my medical practice, also quickly by way of introduction, for the past 25 years, what I've focused on is helping people get off of medications. As a medical doctor, I approve of medications. They save lives, they're fabulous, but as everyone knows, they're often too expensive and they have very serious side effects. So if we can use medications appropriately, which means typically short-term, while we're seeking for the problem, the actual underlying problem, which is typically a nutrient imbalance, too much of this or too little of that, once we correct that nutrient imbalance, happily, the medication becomes redundant. So typically, if you know people who are on medications, it's only because their doctor hasn't focused on how to get them off the medications by replenishing their nutrient deficiencies. And I have to tell you, after working with Soul for the past 6 or 8 months, I'm astonished at how superior Soul is to medications. It's not a medication. It's not a drug. And I want to make sure everyone understands that. But what it does, as you'll see, is Soul helps the body be healthy enough that it rebalances its imbalances, and therefore synthetic patented drugs become obsolete.
Well, folks, I thank you. Really appreciate you being here. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place, same, you know, with the Blog Talk Radio. What we want to do is present as best as possible a way you can do this business and what it takes. One of the books, I got a book here. It's called The Wealth Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. I'm suggesting that's a good book to read. It talks about 7 years of study that he had to work very hard to really dig in and make things happen to put the book together. He interviewed 1,000 persons in this country who were millionaires, and he put the book together. And I think it's worthy of your reading or listening to the audio.
So if I'm telling people to eat the seed, there must be a good reason for it. And as a medical doctor, I'm happy to say that I've got some great stories to share. Now, the first begins with myself. I'm 59 years old, and I grew up playing football, hockey, and lacrosse, and I got beat up a lot. And I had a great time doing it. But my back was in pain. And I had 20 years of back pain. And as an integrative doctor, I did bee venom therapy. I did prolotherapy. I did Rolfing. I hung myself upside down. I did ice. I did all sorts of stuff. And everything helped a little bit, but nothing helped enough. And I knew I would live and die with that back pain for the rest of my life. But I didn't have a lot to complain about. I felt like life was pretty good. But I couldn't really jog or go for a run, and it was kind of a bad sacroiliac pain. So a friend of mine sent me a product called Soul, which is a packet of crushed organic seeds, black cumin seed, black raspberry seed, and Chardonnay grape seed. And he said it helped his wife, who'd had a terrible car accident and was on Oxycontin and other medications. She was able to get off those by taking this anti-inflammatory seed products. So I said, I'll give it a try. And, you know, I didn't think much about it because it tasted good, so I took one packet twice a day. And I remember I got up the morning of the third day to go to the bathroom, start the day, and I can still remember the light in the room because it was such a shocking experience for me. I'm halfway to the bathroom, and I realize I don't have any back pain. Now, to repeat, that's 20 years of back pain gone after 4 packets of Soul and a good night's sleep. One packet twice a day. So I was confident that the company had spiked it with some steroids or there was something illegal going on here because I'd been practicing medicine hard for many years. I'd never seen anything like this. But sure enough, there was no problems with the formulation. It was just a brilliant symphony of anti-inflammatory seeds. And when I went to the internet and I studied black cumin seed, I realized that there's a treasure trove of information on this one seed, the black cumin seed. It's a highly powerful anti-inflammatory. It's been used for cancer treatments since the 1960s. I hadn't heard about it. I was kind of ashamed, but that's the first case history. But since then, we've had remarkable, remarkable benefits.
Okay, folks, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you listening. I hope you got some information. I hope you got some inspiration about what to do and make it happen with home-based business. See you next week, same time, same place.
I wonder what it would be like to work from home. With advances in technology, more and more people are looking for home-based jobs that could easily give them the flexibility of setting their own hours and perhaps find a better work-life balance.
It enables you to run your own business, be your own boss, but with the backing of another company that's there because you're selling their products or their services.
Wouldn't it be nice if your commute consisted of stepping to the kitchen for a cup of coffee, then into your home office? Well, thanks to the internet, plenty of people do it daily.
Best commute in town. Very short. Takes me about 30 seconds. We get to choose our own hours. It allows me to have the flexibility to do things with my wife and my daughter.
So there are real work-at-home jobs out there.
There is opportunities to work at home. You just need to find out what type of an opportunity you're best suited for and research it and pursue it.
For Money Talks, I'm Stacy Johnson.
And for Blog Talk Radio, I'm Russ Johnson. See you next week, 2 o'clock, same place, same time, same station.